Fonsi Doherty, hotelier and estate agent, sees with mounting annoyance his daughter Josie taking up with young Paddy McGoldrick, whom he regards as a ne'er-do-well, but who appears to be organising Ballylennon's entry for the Tidy Villages contest most efficiently. Vivian Bowles, schoolteacher and organist at the Presbyterian Church, has taken Paddy under her wing and hopes that if the old courthouse is restored, he will become curator of her arts and crafts centre there. But Vivian Bowles has a private ambition closer to her heart. She is aware that the Reverend Hawthorne may be called to a larger congregation, where, however, a married minister would be preferred. The departure of Miss Bowles and Reverend Hawthorne would be welcomed elsewhere in Ballylennon, not least by the McConkie sisters. As always, Muriel McConkie presides over her corner shop, while Vera, the ears of Ballylennon, takes charge of all operations in the local telephone exchange off the back parlour. Ballylennon, 1954.
Ballylennon call office. Number, please.
Hello, is that you, Miss McConkie?
Oh, who else would it be? Is it Gerd Gallagher?
Miss McConkie, I know Paddy McGoldrick hasn't a phone, but can you think of a way I could get a message up to him?
I can indeed, Gerd. Get up on your two wheels and cycle over to the Pierce Villas.
Oh, I can't do that, Miss McConkie, because that's the official bike, and I can only use it on official duties. And anyway, the sergeant's in sick leave with the shingles. Oh, you should see him, Miss McConkie. He's a stomach on him like a Kerr's pink. So I'm stuck here all day.
Well, I hope you have a nice, cosy wee fire to toast your toes at.
Oh, I've a brave wee fire going, and you're the one who's paying for it too, the taxpayer.
I'll come down and throw a shovel full of slack on it, though.
Do you think if you put me through to the Swilly Arms, Mr. Doherty, I'd nip round and deliver a message?
To Paddy McGoldrick?
That's right.
It's not a course of action I'd advise, Gerd Gallagher. Sure, Mr. Doherty did the bake up that young man if they passed on opposite sides of the street.
Well, perhaps we Josie take the message, she might be keener.
You could be right there. But my advice is not to leave any message regarding young Paddy at the Swilly Arms, unless you want to get into the middle of a, well, a family discussion.
I'll have to leave it, so. Do you know what I was going to say to Paddy?
I have no idea, Gerd.
Well, I said I'd organise a concert to help them buy shrubs and bulbs and seedlings and that for the Tidy Villages competition.
Mm-hmm.
2 shillings a head into the butthole.
Oh.
And now I've thought of a grand title to go on the poster.
Well, if it's not a secret, tell me.
Well, I'm going to advertise it as a floral concert.
Yes.
You know, floral, because it'll be to help them buy the flowers. St. Teresa of the Rose.
Yes, 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 a floral concert.
But that's not the whole point. You see, they'll all be expecting a choral concert, but it won't be. It'll be a floral. Do you get it?
I do, of course, and it's so good I'll close down the switchboard and run up to Paddy McGoldrick myself with a message in a clip stick like an Indian squaw. There's a call coming in. Goodbye, Gerd. Oh, Hart, we're lucky we weren't all born with his brains. There's a slate off him and one sliding.
Hello there, Miss Bowles.
Oh, you startled me. I'm just trying to tie up these daffodils. Oh, the wind has been flattened.
Did you not hear the bell on me bike?
Actually, I was expecting Reverend Hawthorne.
Do you know what struck me? The climatic conditions aren't right for gardens around here.
But shrubs do well, especially the native ones, like fuchsia and hydrangea.
Well, it's that wind off the sea.
There's fine weather forecast. You might end up the horticultural hero of Ballylennon.
Well, with the help of God and a cartload of hothouse flowers planted out at the last minute, yes. Well, I'm here to tell you one piece of very bad news. Mrs. Henderson, the voluntary advisor, trips to town with me in her big gumboots. And says she, if yous don't get rid of that derelict site, yous will be disqualified.
The old courthouse! Don't tell me Mr. Doherty has been influencing the judges. Sorry, that slipped out.
I'd say you might be nearer the truth than you think, Miss Bowles. There's your visitor coming now. I'll be going on. Grand evening, Reverend. Out for your constitutional.
Yes, a very nice evening, Paddy. Oh, hello, Miss Bowles. Doing a spot of gardening, huh?
If you could dignify it by the term.
Nothing like it to get the old heart muscles throbbing, eh, Reverend?
What's that, Paddy?
The constitutional.
Oh.
The evening promenade.
Oh, yes. It's said to be very healthy.
Well, I'll be seeing you, Miss Bowles. So long, Reverend.
Goodbye, Paddy. I wasn't expecting you so early. I haven't set out the supper.
I didn't know we'd fixed on a time. Oh, he's in very good form.
Packy, he'll be running rings around us and everyone else before long.
Long. A bit familiar, but likeable. And the job he did on the manse pergola is exemplary.
Come on inside. Mind that jug. The floor is very highly polished.
Polished? Oh, it's such a neat little house. The school board really had good taste 100 years ago. Oh, I didn't know you had a canary.
That's Ozymandias. You sit there in the ingle nook. I'm going to get the bath. Will you poke up the embers? We'll toast them at the grate.
Oh. I wanted to say something to you in private.
I've got a tin of that new instant coffee. I hope you can take it.
Oh, yes, thank you. I'm told it doesn't inhibit sleep like the real stuff.
It's real.
It's only a rumour, but I thought I'd mention it.
Caffeine has been extracted.
No, the rumour about what I'm going to tell you.
Oh, I thought you meant about insomnia. You hold the toasting fork.
Thanks. Ooh, bats.
The kettle will keep hot there by the fire.
What I wanted to say before the news gets round, and it may only be a rumour, I haven't been told officially myself yet. There's a vacancy in Newtown Cunningham, and I hear the call may be going out to me.
So I'm the first to congratulate you, then. It would be promotion, wouldn't it?
In a manner of speaking, Newtown Cunningham is a larger congregation than Ballylennon.
Let me say that you richly deserve it. Turn over the back.
Oh, it's not burned.
There'd be many people in Ballylennon who'll miss you.
Of course, it isn't settled yet.
And is it a nice man's? Here, you take this. I'll toast the other half.
Yes, I believe it's quite a big house. The present minister has a large family, but they all left home years ago. He and his late wife were said to be occupying only 5 of the rooms.
Lots of space to expand, then.
Yes. Well, I really don't know what to think. Not till it's confirmed. There was something else I wanted to ask you.
Yes?
I really don't know how to put it.
You can say whatever you like to me, Anne. Sure, you must know that.
You're a very busy person. I hesitate before inviting you to take on any further responsibilities.
You know the maxim. Always go to a busy person if you want something done.
Done. Well, the fact is, I was wondering if...
Yes, Samuel?
Well, I've been compiling a handbook of sacred quotations to be published in aid of the church mission to Hyderabad and Mysore. It's quite an ambitious project, and I was wondering if you could possibly help me with the proofs before I, that is, in case I move on.
Oh, yes, I'll do anything.
That really is most kind of you, Miss Ball. Oh, look out, your bap's on fire.
To tell you the truth, Muriel, he has me... Oh, I can't think of a word to describe it. Discommoded, aye. And vexed.
You were right to be. Of course, he's improved. You wouldn't think now that he was reared in the Pierce Villas. Well, not so much. Working in England has done something for him.
Well, he's learned more than his catechism over there, I can tell you that. The trouble is, I was too good-natured, agreeing with Vivian Bowl to give him the job... running our entry for the Tidy Villages. It's gone to his head.
Lust for power. That's what it is.
Well, I lost him. And if I see him out with Josie again, he'd have to watch out for his... for himself.
Maybe when the Tidy Villages are over, he'll have nothing to do. He might go back to Birmingham then.
Do you know he's doing part-time work renovating the old forge for Terry White? And I hear he was building some contraption to grow roses on down at the manse. I can tell you he won't want for work here.
And it's amazing, for his old dad couldn't hammer a nail into a turnip.
Muriel, if this Tidy Villages contest fails, I'm going to be left the laughing stock as chairman of the association that's running it. Instead of getting the name of the Progressive Tourism Centre, the tourists will all pass us by in their headlong rush to get to the Giant's Causeway or some other godforsaken
the
place.
The lovely new frontage you're going to put up outside the bar will attract droves of visitors. You're looking too much at the pessimistic side, Fonzie.
You know, there's 2 things I'd give a lot to see done. The first is that courthouse across the street, raised and replaced by my new car park. And the other is... Do you know what the other is?
Well, I wouldn't like to guess, Fonsy.
The other is to see the last of that Vivian Bow. Oh. Because with her gone, there'd be an end to all barriers to progress.
Uh-huh. Suppose there's no way she'd move.
What's that?
Well, if she were to get a position in another school, or get married.
Who'd marry her?
Well, it isn't who'd marry her, but who'd she'd marry. Vera has it that he, you know, might be moving on. What if she followed him?
We may have the best brains in the town, Muriel, but we're hardly schooled in matchmaking.
Who can tell, Fonsy? They say these things are arranged in heaven. But they can be influenced by the stars, too.
Because Capricorns prefer clear-cut decisions to vague promises. No, to vague understandings. The new moon in Venus on Monday provides the ideal opportunity to be bold. No, to be forthright. Forthright. In matters of the heart, especially where matrimony is in view. Not bad. Women born under this sign should now take the initiative,
especially if the man in case is of shy disposition. Remember, Capricorns, he may be constantly on the brink of proposing, yet inhibited by an illogical belief that you are not disposed towards taking such a step. Be forthright. Do not hold back. It may be exactly what he is hoping for. What do you think, Ozymandias? Would you like to live in a mine? Plenty of encouragement there for singing, too. Oh, hello! Coming!
Miss Bowles, are you there?
Oh, hello, Packy. You startled me.
It seems I've got into the way of giving you frights, Miss Bowles.
Oh, no, it's just that my mind was on something else. You've a very sharp knock.
Well, I've three bits of news. Number one, our friend, the voluntary advisor, was on the go again. This time she told me she didn't like the plans for Mr. Doherty's new frontage. So she, a village pub should look traditional. A neon sign and toilet-type tiles, inappropriate on an exterior. Number two, Terry White has tipped to win the election.
That's very good news. He'll see to it that no damage is done to the courthouse. In fact, he'll support its restoration. So perhaps you can look forward now to running the new Ballylennan Arts and Crafts Centre. How did you hear?
Well, I'm doing Saturday's heaving bricks at that blacksmith forge he's converting. Oh, and number three, my other employer, a person known to you as well, is leaving Ballylennan for another job. Reverend Hawthorne.
Leaving?
He got a better offer somewhere else. And who'd blame him?
But he hasn't told me.
Oh, it's in the Vindicator. You have it in your hand.
Oh, I wasn't reading that part.
Oh, you can trust wee Stumpy Boner to print all the news before it happens.
Ballylennan Jottings. It is understood that the Reverend Samuel Hawthorne, popular minister of First Ballylennan and Drumskitrick Presbyterian Church, will be bidding farewell to his congregation shortly to take up duties in another part of the county. Mr. Hawthorne was not available for comment. That's what it is. He's not permitted to mention it to anybody. That's why he hasn't informed me.
Well, so that's what I'm saying. If there was no news, Stumpy'd get it on.
Oh, dear me. You were right, Vera. When Stumpy Bonner gets it into the Vindicator, it's bound to happen, even if it wasn't meant to.
Stumpy was on the phone to Gard Gallagher, looking for details of this floral concert. And when I was putting him through, I let it slip that Willie Doak said Newtown Cunningham was searching high and low for a new minister. And where should their eye light but here? And then I said not to breathe a word. So as he printed at once.
Oh, there's a shot. Coming!
But the question now is, will she follow him? Oh, good evening, Miss Bowl.
I was just saying to my sister inside, will what's her name follow that man? Oh, I'm a dunce on names. What's he called? Oliver.
May I have a twist of blackcurrant lozenges, please, Miss McConkie?
Certainly, to clear the throat.
And a box of Trill.
Oliver, yes, Lawrence Oliver, that actor. I was reading that she's following him to Hollywood.
Who?
Oh, that other one, Lee. That's it. Vivian. Oh.
I'm afraid I'm not well up on film stars.
No more than myself. That'd be one and sixpence. But I read the other stars. Thank you. The future.
Do you read the horoscope, Miss Bowles?
Oh, no. It's only superstition. Thanks. Good day, Miss McConkie.
Good,
Oh, Vera, you won't guess who it was.
We Capricorn. Oh. I nearly let on what we were talking about.
Well, will we be clubbing together to buy her a present?
A suitcase. Or a traveling clock. That always gives a hint. You want a person to go away.
Not a retiring present. More a wedding present.
A one-way ticket to Alaska.
Oh, and a cat.
A cat? Why, a cat?
To eat the canary.
Ah, Stumpy. Yes. Yes, I heard about the election. Oh, I don't like it a bit. When Joe McMonagle did so much for this constituency, to find him thrown out on his ear. Yes, yes, I'm in the hotel reception, but there's nobody around here. What? What's that, Stumpy? Huh? The railway, Cotton. You don't say. Yes, yes. Yes, I did ask you to keep a lookout. Well, thanks. Oh, excuse me. I see the same gentleman crossing the street now. Huh. He's coming in. Bye, Stumpy.
Hello? Hello, anyone in? Oh, hello, Mr. Doherty. Is Josie in?
Is Josie in? I don't know if she's in. I was thinking she may be out for a bit of a dander with you, from what I hear.
Well, she said she'd give me a hand giving out the window boxes in St. Columkill's Crescent.
Well, I don't see her standing around waiting for you, do I?
That's all right. I get the message. And I've got one for you. I'm doing a bit of work on the side for Terry White, since you give me the golden handshake.
Well?
Would the name Mrs. Henderson mean anything to you?
Is she the one who goes around giving unanswered advice about what way you paint the front of your house and how you should be planting your cabbages?
That's her. She's a member of the County Tourism Committee.
I see.
She knows all about the grants that are going. Do you get me?
I don't need it spelled out.
And another thing about her.
What?
She's a sister of our newly elected representative.
Terry White?
White is right. And you'd want to keep your own hands white for those people, for they're on the up and up now. Be seeing you, Mr. Doherty. Oh, and tell Josie I was asking for her.
I'm willing, me.
Who was that? Was that Packy McGoldrick going out? He said he'd call in from here.
You shouldn't be going out with that fella.
Oh, I'm not listening.
Where were you on Sunday?
On my knees, like all good Catholics.
On the railway embankment?
Doing a bit of train spotting, too.
There's no trains of a Sunday.
Will you catch yourself on?
Look, I told you, that fella was no good.
I'm co-opted to his subcommittee. It's all unofficial business.
You should be studying for your exam.
I'm flying through that exam without a whit of study. What's wrong with him anyway?
He's a jumped-up gobbloon from Pierce Fillers, and his old fella was next to nothing. Where are you going?
Doing the St. Columkill's Crescent on official business. What are you saying? I know that Dad's going to put bathrooms in all the bedrooms. What about it?
He's using the grant to build a new singing lounge and to put a new tiled frontage in the hotel.
How do you know all that? Is there anything you don't know?
Not much. But I tipped him off in case the tourism people caught up with him. He'd be well advised to put in one or two bathrooms just to show his good intentions and to delay the new frontage, at least till the Tidy Villages contest is over, because they don't like modernised exteriors.
My God, Packy, the Dash should employ you as his business advisor. You're up to more tricks than he is.
I've a suggestion to make to him.
What's that?
Well, if he likes it, then you can say you're not going to Birmingham. And after a bit, I'll say I'm not going either.
Well, are you telling me what it is?
Someone with a bit of cash is going to have to buy thousands of flowering plants and stick them in the ground a few days before the judges arrive, because this garden project isn't working. Some of the people don't know which end of the plant to put in the hole.
He'll complain he has no cash.
He mightn't when he hears the payoff. I'll buy the plants from Mrs. Henderson's garden centre in Donegal, but she won't say anything because it'll be a lump of money going into her till. And even though she's a member of the tourism committee, she won't inquire into how the improvement grant has been spent in the Swilly Arms.
Packy, are you a complete idiot?
What?
What happens when she comes to judge the gardens and sees all the flowers bought from her own shop?
Oh, the judges have to be outsiders. She's only a voluntary advisor. She doesn't have to go near any of the villages. She'll stay away.
How can you be so sure she'll see it that way?
She's a businesswoman. She sees everything she wants to see. She'd see a midge in a mare's arse in Tyrone.
When he did a dip, a chair.
back someday, Miss Bowl.
Mr. Hawthorne.
Oh, you saw that piece in the paper, I suppose?
Oh, yes. Congratulations. So you're going?
Well, no, actually, I'm not.
Whatever do you mean? Didn't you tell me in confidence that you were expecting the call? And then I read...
When they saw that paragraph, they were justly annoyed because they hadn't actually sent me the call. I gather they hadn't all agreed that I was, right for them.
Why ever not, for goodness sake?
Well, I believe that some members of the Newtown-Cunningham Presbytery may have a preference for a, married man.
Get married, then.
My, inclinations do not... wander in that direction, I'm afraid.
Is it shyness? Forgive my asking, but I am very sympathetically disposed. Is it that you're hoping some person of the opposite sex might take the initiative? I was reading something about that recently in a highly learned journal of psychology.
Psychology? No, I'm afraid it's just something I'm unable to discuss.
Did that paragraph get into the paper?
I have no idea.
Presumably Mr. Bonner, that railway porter who fancies himself as a journalist, had it from someone, because he'd hardly have thought it up for himself, imaginative though he may be.
Charity, Miss Bowl, charity.
I'm afraid I don't feel in the slightest bit charitable, Mr. Hawthorne.
Oh.
This is an outrage. Everyone in this town believes you're the man called to take charge of the Newton Cunningham man. And they also believe that you and I are... Well, that there's an understanding, and in the course of time I'll be joining you there.
As principal teacher in the school.
Have you no perceptions? And all you ask me to do is edit some dismal collection of verses from the book of Jeremiah. That's an outrage, too.
Miss Ball, I'm afraid I'm... totally at sea.
Well, you can throw out your anchor to someone else, for I'm staying on dry land.
Ballylennon call office, number please.
Hello, will you put me through to Ballylennon 9, please?
The railway station. The station master's on his tea break.
It's Mr. Bonner, the porter I'm looking for.
This is the morning Mr. Bonner delivers his copy to the Vindicator between trains. Would you like a message left, caller?
I'm at the guards' barracks.
Did you have a wee run-in with the law, Miss Bowl?
I did not, indeed. I'm here to discuss a concert.
I'm only joking.
Well, since you ask, if you're in contact with Mr. Bonner, you can tell him from me that there's no truth in his report that the Reverend Hawthorne is leaving Ballylennon, and an investigation is going to be made as to how Mr. Bonner got hold of that erroneous and malicious piece of news.
I'll tell him that, Miss Bowl. He often calls to my sister's shop on his way back from the Vindicator to buy an ounce of plug tobacco.
Well, you can tell him it isn't the last he'll hear of this, and he can put that in his pipe and smoke it.
Oh, my, oh, my. Is it the devil frae hell or the devil's mother? Muriel!
Yes, Vera.
Come in from the shop. I've something to tell you.
There's a great demand for Doan's tincture this bad weather.
Miss Capricorn is down at the barracks, pouring out her woes and Guard Gallagher's broad shoulder, no doubt.
Has she taken up with him again?
I couldn't say, but I don't think she's taken up with the other fella. Anyway, he's not moving.
To Newton Cunningham?
No, he's staying. And she's trying to find out where Stumpy Bonner got that piece of news because it was wrong.
Does she suspect he got it from you?
What if he does?
Would Stumpy reveal his sources?
If he does, didn't I get it off Willie Doak? And he, being an elder or whatever they call it, will hardly admit to his brethren that he leaked the news. She's in a queer bait, but...
This has very serious implications, Vera. Fancy was only saying to me the other day that her presence in the town was a barrier to progress. He was hoping she'd go.
Well, it looks like the both of them's here to stay.
Oh, I don't know how Fancy'll take this. Well, I do. He'd be fit for the new psychiatric unit up at St. Union's.
She'll have to return the wedding presents.
What wedding presents?
The ones we were going to give her. The suitcase and the travelling clock.
And the one-way ticket to Alaska.
Oh, it's lucky we didn't have them bought.
I want to hear no more of Birmingham.
I won't mention it till I go.
What, these rashes are fried hard. Look at them, look at them. They're jumping off the plate.
There's nothing right.
Not this morning, it isn't. What was that other fella saying?
You should hold off the improvements to the front till the Tidy Villages judges have passed.
I have the new plastic signs already bought. They cost me a bomb.
They did not. You dipped into the grant money for them.
I will. So they don't know that.
You'd be told to remove them. They wouldn't be in keeping with the heritage.
Ah, heritage, me bum. They've no taste. Aye, and on top of that, they've no understanding of progress.
I'm only repeating what he said.
What else did he say? Anyway, I'm taking no heed of that.
He said you should put in one or two bathrooms, show them to the inspector with the drawings for all the others, and he won't bother to come back to see if you do the rest. That'll be him at the back door.
I've nothing to say to him.
He might have something to say to you. Come in, Packy.
Only for a minute. I'll collect a dozen rolls of felt and two chimney pots to tell you what. How are you, Mr. Doherty?
What's this you are saying to Josie? About 2,000 scented stocks and 1,000, whatever they're called.
Snapdragons. You give me an order form, and come the last week of May, I'll run over to Donegal for them in Miss Bowles' car.
Don't you imagine I'll agree to that?
I'll get a team to plant them out the night before the judges arrive. Ballylennon will be Floral Village number one.
Oh, me aye.
Oh, and I heard a piece of news from Terry White. He's signing the legal documents to have the courthouse reconstructed and transferred to a new arts committee under the chairmanship of Miss Bowle.
Well, she won't be taking up that position, for I have it on good authority she's leaving Ballylennon. There's the phone at reception. I'm expecting a call from Father Friel. I hear there's more tar on his lungs than on the Buncrana Road. And remember, I've agreed nothing about anything. Hello?
Is that you, Fonsie?
Oh, Miss McConkie. Muriel.
She isn't going.
Who?
And he isn't going either.
Who isn't?
You know, Miss... Are you alone?
You can speak out.
Herself, Miss Bowle. She isn't leaving. And he's not moving to the place mentioned on the paper.
Do you tell me? And you think it's also true she's heading a new committee to restore and run the courthouse for the Art Centre?
I heard nothing about that.
Isn't she one of the barriers to progress I was speaking of? And my lovely car park gone, so the country's fallen into ruins around us.
If she succeeds at getting that courthouse opened up as an art centre, you know who'll be running it.
No.
Your other barrier to progress.
What? Well, damn me. Patrick McGoldrick, that little scut. Muriel, this is the worst day of my life. Wouldn't it be a terrible turnaround when he's in there, rummaging around among the pictures and statues and that, and deigning to send a few tourists over to me now and again for a cup of tea?
Looks very bad, true enough. And when I think of it, where does all this leave wee Josie?
Wee Josie?
She'll hardly go to Birmingham now when he's settling a job in the courthouse. She might be running a cafe there, with her good qualifications, cream teas and the like.
I'd have to put a stop to that, Muriel. Undercutting me at the Swilly Arms.
It'll cost you a lot of thought, Fonsie.
I tell you what it'll cost me for a start off, Muriel. 2,000 scented stocks and 1,000 snapdragons.
In episode 10 of Ballylennon by Christopher Fitzsimon, Fonsie Doherty was T.P. McKenna. Muriel McConkie was Margaret Darcy, and Vera McConkie was Stella McCusker. Vivian Bow was Anya McCartney. Guard Gallagher, John Hewitt, Stumpy Bonner, Gerard McSorley, Paddy McGoldrick, Charlie Bonner, Josie Doherty, Kira McKeown, and Reverend Hawthorne, Gerard Murphy. The music was arranged and performed by Stephanie Hughes, and the series is directed by Owen O'Callaghan.